This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamichhane with the news, the headlines first. Health Minister Birod Khatiwada says COVID-19 vaccination campaign going ahead with priority. Month-long Swastani Brata Katha starts from today and thousands without power as US hit by winter storm. Now the news in detail. The government has started giving booster doses against COVID-19. The government has stated that the booster dose will be available for the frontline workers in the first phase. According to Health Office Kathmandu, booster doses can be administered from 17 vaccination centers in the Kathmandu district where vaccinations are being conducted now. The booster dose will be provided to the people who completed 6 months after vaccination of full frontline workers and senior citizens above 60 and those having weak immunity power. Minister for Health and Population Birod Khatiwada has said the vaccination campaign against COVID-19 is going ahead with high priority. Speaking in a press meet organized by the socialist press organization Morang Today, he said the government has the policy of conducting the vaccination program in a more effective manner in all the 7 provinces by preparing the schedule. The health minister said there is no problem regarding the vaccination against COVID-19 since 40 million doses of vaccines were in stock, stating that 40% of the total population has got vaccinated. He said temporary decks will also be set up for the expediting the vaccination campaign. So far, 28 million doses vaccines have been administered. The health minister said, adding that work of vaccinating children above 12 years and below 18 years of age has already underway since 19th of December. According to him, people taking full dose of vaccines has reached 60%. Health Minister Khatiwada said that the government has made preparation for the prevention and control of Omicron variant of the novel coronavirus and treating the infected persons. He said the government has made holding centers and made arrangements for ICU, ventilators and oxygen plants at hospitals. The health minister said discussion is on between the government and the insurance companies so that the beneficiaries can get the insurance amount, the policy for which was bought by the citizens during the COVID-19 pandemic. Siswastani Brata Katha festival that lasts for a month began from today. It falls on the full moon day of Paus, the 9th month of Nepali calendar, and concludes on the next full moon day. Goddess Siswastani is worshipped throughout the month with priests reciting tales of Swastani Devi, Lord Shiva and other gods. The Transport Management Service Office Chitwan has started an online token system with the rise in the coronavirus infection rate in the district. The system has been placed so as to ease the service delivery and avoid a crowd of service seekers. The online token has been initiated for the renewal of the driving license and vehicle registration. The office, however, had initiated an online token system for license before this. Office Chief Vinod Paudel said that online token has started for vehicle renewal following the spike of coronavirus cases of late. Informed that online token has been placed in a way to renew the registration of 30 vehicles and 13 driving licenses in an hour. The Meteorological Forecasting Division said the weather to remain partly to generally cloudy in Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Sudhir Pashchim Province, partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. The division said there are chances of light snowfall at a few places of the western high mountainous region. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. North Korea has fired 2 suspected short-range ballistic missiles into the sea in its 4th weapons test this month, South Korea's military said, as Pyongyang continues a wave of missile launches that have triggered condemnation at the United Nations. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff said on Monday that North likely fired two ballistic missiles from the Sunan airport in the capital and that they traveled 380 km to a maximum altitude of 42 km. Japan's government also reported the launch and condemned the test as a threat to the region's peace and security. North Korea has carried out a series of launches since the start of the year, announcing last week the successful test of a hypersonic weapon observed by leader Kim Jong-un. On Friday, it also fired two missiles from a train. A major winter storm has brought heavy snow and ice to parts of the US and Canada, putting more than 80 million people under weather warnings. More than 145,000 people are without power in some southeastern states and thousands of flights are cancelled. Virginia, Georgia, and North and South Carolina have all declared states of emergency. The US National Weather Service said more than 1 foot of snow is expected in some areas. The NWS warned snow and ice could result in dangerous travel, power outages, and tree damage. New Zealand has sent a plane to Tonga to assess the damage after a huge volcanic eruption triggered a tsunami. The eruption has covered the Pacific island in ash, cut power and severed communications. The International Federation of Red Cross said up to 80,000 people there could be affected. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern said that tsunami had wreaked significant damage. No deaths have been reported so far. The New Zealand Defence Force tweeted that an aircraft had left to assist in an initial impact assessment of the area and low-lying islands. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Health Minister Birod Khatiwara says COVID-19 vaccination campaign going ahead with priority. Month-long Swastanya Bratakatha starts from today and thousands without power as US hit by winter storm. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also visit our website www.onlinereadingnepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.